I played in little tiny bands in high school, and it was always a thing for me. And then I kind of stopped doing that, went to college. But when I was in school, I just kept banging on a guitar and stuff just by myself, and realized that I was playing on low strings most of the time, and so I took up an interest in the bass. And when I got out of school, I kind of consciously decided I wanted to join a band, and so I talked to a friend of mine who played bass, and he helped me get a bass. And just by chance, a girlfriend I had at the time told me that she knew a couple of guys that were getting together at WDET. Another friend actually had a show there, and he had access to like the production facilities and stuff. So they'd go there and make little tapes and stuff. And so I joined them and made a couple of little demos. And just by chance, I think it was actually there, a couple of guys from the Zooks, Jerry Siklovan and Martin Van Dyke. The Zooks were a band from Dearborn that they put out a couple of records. I don't think they played around much. We're there and we started talking, and we invited them, and we decided to put a band together. So this would have been in like 78, maybe at the earliest, maybe almost into 79. So one of the guys was named Jim Atkinson, and he was a poet that hung around the Wayne Stater, lived around there. And there's been a lot of us, myself and my girlfriend. And another guy was Dan Cicelli, who played, I don't know, I didn't know him before this. I didn't know any of these people before this. And he played in some smaller bands. And so we put Retro together,